Although we did work with the Growler some, and the Navy has some also. They're the FA-18s now. But Air Force-wise, I worked a lot with the KC-135s that were not in-flight refuelers. They were not tankers. And they're in still business today. Ed, one other is when you were talking radar and so forth. We came in from Japan in down to Dallas Love Field. Collins was down there. And they wanted us to prototype a new piece of equipment. So went down there, spent 3 days while they installed us in the aircraft. And when they said, okay, you can go back now, you're way back to Japan, you have to stop in a place in Hawaii called Barking Sands, which is the north end, well, not really the north end, but pretty close, of the Pacific Missile Test Range, south end being Aniwetok. But when they told us the aircraft was ready to go back out, we came out and we were pre-flighting, so, you know, as usual, we turned everything on, checking everything out. And within 5 minutes of turning this one piece, this new piece of equipment on, we noticed we were surrounded by air police, airport police, local highway patrol or state troopers, and they all had M16s pointing at our warfare aircraft. And we're going, what the heck? And the guy from Collins comes running out and he says, oh, I forgot to tell you, don't turn this on until you're out of the area. And he turns the darn thing off. And what it was white noise. We took out all of the UHF and VHF communications for a 70-mile radius around Dallas Love Field.
Huh. Well, the heck with those guys, they don't have a sense of humor. No wonder he had everything but Texas National Guard after you. It didn't take him long to figure out where it was coming from either.
And now I understood that they had an incident or two like that earlier. Well, not with us, but when we left, we got out there, got out into the Pacific, and Barking Sands is part of the Hawaiian chain. And we landed there, and we got briefed on the operations of the two pieces of equipment they installed on the aircraft. Project was called Outlaw Shark. It was over the horizon targeting. And they launched a cruise missile out of Point Magoo or Oxnard, California. And they had an impact range down in Aniwetok, which is quite a ways south of Hawaii, where they placed a bunch of derelict ships out there. And in the middle of the area, they put up another ship, and they put up a bad guy's emitter on that ship. And we were out there. We were about, maybe 500 miles off. But we were updating the targeting for that missile. And we were watching it on our radar as it came in, and it was zigzagging around the other derelict ships and then broadsided the target big time. Now this is really neat.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, hearing this and seeing some of the stuff that I did, like I said, it was like 60 years ago now, but knowing what I do know from then as to what we have today, I can't understand why any country like Iraq or Iran, okay, or some of these other pipsqueaks want to mess around and argue with the United States. One, we do not use our military to go around and overthrow countries. The only time that we'll step in now is if we're under direct attack, and then you're really in trouble if you try it. Or if one of our allies is under attack, and especially anyone with CETO or NATO. An attack on one is an attack on all. You're looking for trouble, and you're going to find it. This is what I can't understand about these idiots over there in the Middle East.
W8CMN, repeat.
I can't tell you all the particulars, but I was talking with a friend of mine who's presently on deployment, and they're flying out of Incirlik, Turkey. And he was telling me that, I don't know if it's made the news around here or not, but there was a 200 drone attack on the Abraham Lincoln battle group about a month ago. Yeah, by Iran, Iran. But the strange part of the whole mission, as we understood it, was that they launched all 200 drones all at the same time, heading for the battle group. And let me turn my background radio down. And the intent was is that they were hoping that all of the battle group would expend all of its interceptor missiles and stuff, shoot down their drones. And then 20 miles behind the battle group were five, as they're known, RIBs, rigid hull inflatable boats, Iranian, that had anti-ship missiles on board. And they figured that as soon as the battle group expended all of their intercept stuff, then they went to full power and they'd launch their anti-ships. Which did happen. But strangely enough, there was a Navy aircraft that was orbiting about 200 miles away. And that aircraft captured the data link frequency controlling the missiles. And they readjusted the targeting. Did a 180 and blew the Iranian fast boats out of the water.
Oh, yeah. That, I remember that. I saw that on the news. They turned their own, we turned their anti-ship missiles against them and blew them up with their own ordnance. I don't know, this is what I'm talking about. These guys that are doing this are nuts. That's all there is to it. Okay, you don't mess around with somebody that has the type of technology that we have here in the United States. You're not going to win, period. All you're going to do is get annihilated, just like that happened right there.
W.
Yeah, and the funny part of it is, or not funny, but the strange part of that is that the technology, the warfare technology that's out there has all been almost 99% of it has been engineered and designed and invented in the United States. But then again, we've, due to economics, shall we say, a lot of that for manufacture and creation was outsourced to foreign countries like China and Korea, North Korea, and so forth. And almost all of the Middle East countries, either NATO, CETO, or other contractual, shall we say, treaties with the U.S., almost all of those are utilizing American technology and American aircraft and American guns. And, of course, so, you know, over the years, Iraq, Iran, Libya, those guys all acquired, you know, back when they were semi-friendly, they purchased the stuff from our third-party manufacturers.
W8CMN, Repeater Flint.